Well, it's a great privilege to be back with you this evening.
今天下午能够再回来，真是一大荣幸。
I'm a little tired. I've been with the Koreans all day.
我整天都在跟韩国人讲道，所以现在有点疲倦。
It was the 100th anniversary of the Presbyterians in Korea.
这是韩国的长老会的一百年周年纪念。
And so they brought about 200 pastors here to the States to kind of celebrate and have a conference.
对，他们邀请大概100个韩国的牧师来到美国来庆祝，然后开会。
And so it was my turn to teach today.
所以他们就邀请我来教导。
But I am so glad to be here with you.
我很高兴能够在这里跟大家在一起。
I consider it just a great privilege.
我认为这是一大荣幸。
Now we're going to continue our discipleship.
好，我们继续我们的门徒培训。
And I want you to understand what we're doing here.
我要你明白我们在做什么。
We're wanting to teach you.
我们要教导你。
But also this is being filmed so that can also be used in China.
哦，不但如此呢，这个也在录像录下来，所以在中国也可以用得上。
And so I'm going to be teaching on many very basic things.
所以我会教导一些很基本的道理。
It's sort of a discipleship for new believers.
好像就像给新门徒的培训一样啊。
I have a manual that is written for new believers.
我写下了一本教科书为初信的造就。
And it covers the entire doctrine of God.
讲论有关神论的方方面面。
And we're retranslating that now into Chinese.
我们现在正把这本书翻译成中文。
And so I hope that Chinese believers in China can use the manual and also use this.
我就盼望当中国信徒要培训的时候可以用这一本培训的课程。
Now last night we studied that God is one.
昨天晚上我们学习到只有一位神。
And we showed the great importance of that doctrine.
我们也看到这个教义的重要性了。
And I made this statement.
我曾经说了，昨晚说。
There is always so many things that we want to learn.
有很多事情我们都想要学啊。
But if we would simply really take to heart the truth that we have.
但是如果我们真正把这个真理记在心上的话。
It would change our lives.
我们的生命就会彻底的改变。
Just the doctrine that there is only one God.
单单这个教义，只有一位神的教义可以改变我们。
And there is only one Lord.
只有一位主。
That doctrine will radically change our life.
单单这个教义就可以使我们有个彻底的革命性的大改变。
We would realize that living for Him is all that matters.
我们就认识到为他而活是唯一。重要的是
and that it is of greatest importance that we know His will.
我们明白他的旨意是非常重要的事
and that we obey it.
而且要顺服他。
Now, this evening we're going to look at the doctrine of the Trinity.
今天晚上我们要查考的题目是三位一体的神。
Now, on this particular doctrine, we could lecture for about a year.
你单单讲这个三一神，你就可以讲一年都讲不完。
Because it is a great doctrine.
因为这是一个伟大的教义。
But we're just going to look at some of the scriptures that talk about the Trinity.
我们只会看几段关乎三位一体论的经文。
Basically, what we're going to do is this.
基本上我们要做的是
We are going to submit ourselves to the scriptures.
我们要服在神的话语之下。
Even when we cannot fully understand,
尽管我不能够完全明白这个奥秘
we submit ourselves to the scriptures.
我们仍然要顺服神的话。
For example, the scriptures say there is only one God.
譬如圣经说只有一位神，对不对？
But the scriptures also refer to three persons as God.
但是圣经也同时讲到三位都是神。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
But it's important that we recognize something.
但我们需要明白，这很重要。
That the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three distinct persons.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是三位分别的不同的位格。
And yet they bear the same divine essence.
但是每一位都有那神性的位格。
Now, many cults will say this.
很多的异端邪说会那么说。
If we can't understand it, we can't accept it.
如果我们不能明白的话，我们就不能接受啦。
But that is not a good way of looking at anything.
但是其实这样的想法是很不正确，对待任何事物都不正确的。
For example, how many of you understand everything that you need to know scientifically about electricity?
哦，譬如多少人对电的理解是在科学上你一切都理解了。对电的理解
you don't, do you?
对不对？你不完全了解电的道理，科学道理。
But you still turn on the light.
但你还是开关呢、啊，对不对
？In the same way, we don't understand everything about God.
同样的，我们不可能明白一切有关神的事。
But what He says, we accept.
但是他说的话，我们照样接受。
And sometimes when we don't know all the answers,
有时候我们不明白所有的答案。
We have to take the truth that we have.
我们必须要接受我们所明白的真理。
And we have to hold it in attention.
而且要保持平衡地接纳这一切真理。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
The scriptures say that God is one.
圣经说神只有一位。
Now that's what the scriptures say.
这是圣经说，对不对？
That's not my conclusions.
这不是我的结论。
That's what the scriptures say.
这是圣经的结论。
The scriptures also say that the Father is God.
同时，圣经又说父，圣父是神。
The scriptures also say that the Son is God.
圣经又说圣子也是神。
And that the Spirit is God.
圣经又说圣灵也是神。
So far, everything I've said are absolute biblical truths.
好，到目前为止，我说的每句话都是绝对的圣经的真理。
Now exactly how all that fits together?
但是到底这个道理是怎么样子能够融合合一呢？
The Bible does not reveal all of that to us.
圣经没有把这一切都向我们启示显明。
If I give you my opinion,
如果我把我的意见告诉你，
it is my opinion.
这不过是我个人的意见而已。
It's a conclusion that I draw from the truth.
这是我从圣经的真理当中自己下的一个结论。
But it does not have the same authority as the truth.
但是跟真理本身的权威不一样。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
For example, the Bible teaches that God is absolutely sovereign.
譬如圣经教导神是有绝对主权的。
That's a biblical truth.
这是一个圣经的真理。
But the Bible also says, "You do not have because you do not ask."
圣经又说，你们得不着，因为你们不求。
Now that's talking something about freedom.
这里在讲人的自由了。
Now those are two biblical truths.
这两者都是圣经的真理。
Now when I put those together,
但是当我把这两个放在一块的时候
，and try to explain it,
我想要解释这个道理的时候
，I can have my opinions.
我可以有我个人的意见。
But they don't carry the same authority as the truth itself.
但是我个人意见和圣经真理的分量就不一样了。
Do you know why many cults get started?
你知道为什么很多异端邪说会开始呢？
Because men refuse to admit they do not know.
因为人拒绝承认自己的无知。
And so they make up answers.
所以他们就自己发明一些答案。
And they put them on the same level with revealed truth.
他们把自己想象的答案跟神所启示的真理放在同一个等次上。
And that's very dangerous.
这是非常危险的。
Sometimes we just have to say, I do not know.
有时候我们必须要承认，我不明白。
Now with regard to the Trinity.
好，关乎三位一体论。
There is much we can say that we do know.
我们可以说很多我们的确明白。
Because of the scriptures.
因为圣经如此说。
Now I want to read a paragraph to you that I wrote.
好，我要读一段我写的一段话给你。
Kind of as an introduction.
来介绍我要讲的啊。
Now the word Trinity.
三位一体这个词。
It's not found in the Bible.
圣经里头没有。
But we use a lot of words that are not found in the Bible.
尽管如此，我们还是用很多圣经里没有的词。
In order to explain a truth that is found in the Bible.
为要解释圣经里的一个概念，一个真理。
Now it comes from the Latin word Trinitas.
三位一体从这个拉丁字来的，字根。
And it refers to three in one.
意思就是三一。
Like, for example, tree or tricycle.
譬如这个三轮车 tree. 三个人测,
right, let's do it this way.
Okay.
The prefix tree.
比如说这个, 字头啊, 这个是字头有个字,
let's just go ahead and say tree.
Tree, 英文这个tree.
The prefix that sounds like tree.
这个听起来像树一样,
it means three.
意思是三的意思, 对不对?
So we have the word Trinity.
所以我们有三为一,
but say Trinity.
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 Tree,
tree
means three.
是三的意思.
The other part of the word,
另外一个字呢, 另外一个部分,
unity,
unity,
which means together.
就是一起的意思.
So it's three together.
就是三合一.
All right.
好.
Now let's go on. The Bible teaches that God exists as a Trinity.
啊, 圣经教导我们, 神是三位一体的。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父, 圣子, 圣灵。
Now this part is very important.
啊, 这个部分很重要啊。
They are three distinct persons.
这三位是分别的位格,不同的。
And they are distinguishable from one another.
他们每一个不能跟另一位混淆,是要分别开来的。
And yet at the same time, they share the same essence.
但是同时,他们的本质又是同一个本质。
And they are related to one another in unbroken fellowship.
这三位是彼此相交的,是不能够断绝的交通的,彼此互相交通的。
One God,
一位神,
three persons,
有三个位格,
perfect unity.
是完全合一的。
Now, I want us to look at the three different persons.
好, 我要看看这三个不同的位格。
And I want to look at biblical statements made about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我看看圣经是怎么论到圣父的, 圣经怎么论到圣子和圣灵的。
Now, when we talk about the Father,
好, 当我们讲论圣父的时候,
even most cults acknowledge that the Father is God.
甚至大多数异端邪说都承认圣父是神。
So we don't have to talk much about that.
所以没有必要讲太多。
But we will look at one verse.
但我们要看一节圣经啊。
In 1 Corinthians 8:6.
哥林多前书第八章第六节。
Paul says, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for Him.
使徒保罗说, 然而我们只有一位神就是父, 万物都本于他, 我们也都归于他。
So here we have a reference to the Father,
这里提到了父, 圣父,
and He is called God.
他是神。
If you're interested, there are other verses that you can look to.
如果你有兴趣的话, 还有其他的经文论到,
这一点。John 6:27,
约翰福音第六章二十七节,
and 1 Peter 1:2,
还有彼得前书第一章第二节。
These also refer to the Father as God.
这些经文都讲到父是神。
Now, as I've said, everyone accepts the Father as God.
我刚刚讲了,所有的人都承认父是神。
But the battle begins when we talk about the Son.
但是当我们讲到圣子的时候,就开始打仗了。
Is He truly God?
到底圣子耶稣是不是神呢?
If you do not believe that He is God in the fullest sense of the term,
如果你不完全相信基督的神性的话, 不完全性的话,
then you are not Christian.
那么你就不是基督徒了。To
truly be Christian,
你要做真正基督徒,
is to believe in the full humanity of Jesus.
你就必须要相信耶稣的完全的人性,
and to believe in the full deity of Jesus.
同时也要相信基督完全的神性。
He's not a little God.
他不是一个小神或次等的神。
He's not a created God.
他不是一个被造的受造的神。
He is the eternal God.
他乃是那永恒的真神。
That is the testimony of Scripture.
这是圣经的见证。
Now, let's look at John 1:1.
好，我们再看约翰福音一章一节。 排除。
This is one of the most important texts in the Bible regarding the Son of God.
好，这是圣经里头关乎圣子的一段最重要的经文。
Now, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
圣经说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Now, we're going to look at this later for another reason.
我们因着某些原因，我们等会再看这个。
The only thing that I want to point out right now is two things.
我唯一要指出来两件事。
First of all, the statement in the beginning.
首先呢，这句话，太初有道。
We find that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
太初，我们在创世纪一章一节也提到太初。
And it's talking about the beginning of the universe.
讲到这个世界的起头。
But it's also used to talk about eternality, that God is eternal.
同时这个太初也指的是永恒的神是。
That he was before the world was.
在世界没有受造之前神就存在。
Now, when it's talking about in the beginning,
当讲到太初的时候
it's talking about creation itself.
论到的是这个受造之物
that God was before anything else was created.
在世界任何东西受造之前，神就已经存在了。
But now look what it says here.
好，看看这怎么说。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
Now, right now, we're not going to define who that is.
现在我们不会解释何谓道啊，谁是道。
All we know that in the beginning, there was this thing or person called the Word.
我们只知道太初，从起头一开始就有这个道啊，这个位格。
In the last part of this verse, it says the Word was God.
最后啊，这里讲到道就是神这节经文。
So now, what do we know?
我们知道什么事儿？
This word,
这个道
that was in the beginning before creation,
在创世之前就存在这个道。
He was God.
他就是神。
But now look at the middle verse.
再看看中间当中啊。
And he was with God.
道与神同在。
Now how can that be?
怎么可能？
He was God.
他是神。
Yet he was with God.
同时他又与神同在。
You see what's going on here?
你看到这儿吗？
We're talking about now the three persons of the Trinity.
我们在讲论三位一体的三个位格。
And their unity.
他们是合一的。
And their fellowship.
他们有交通。同在。
Fellowship? Did you get it? Okay. All right. I want you to now to look at verse 14 and we're going to see who the word is.
好，我们看看啊，十四节，看看这个道到底是谁呢？道。
And the word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Now who became flesh?
谁成了肉身呢？
The Son of God became flesh.
神的儿子成了肉身。
This word, it says in chapter 1, verse 1, this word was God.
第一章第一节讲这个道，道就是神。
And this word became flesh.
这个道成了肉身。
He became a man.
他成了一个人了。
Who became a man?
谁成了一个人呢？
The Son.
神的儿子。
Now also look at this.
好，再看看啊。
In verse 14, it says the word became flesh.
十四节说道成了肉身。
But it does not say that the word stopped being God.
但没有说这个道不再是神了，没有。
When the Son of God became man,
当神的儿子变成人的时候
，He did not become something less.
他并没有变成少于他自己，并没有变少分量，分量没有减低。
He became something more.
他乃是加增了。
He did not stop being God.
他没有停止。做神
But he added to his deity humanity.
但是他在他的神性上又加上了人性。
So that in one person,
所以在同一个位格里头
there were two natures.
里头有两个本性。
The nature of God,
既有神性
and the nature of man.
又有人性。
Now here's something very important.
这里是一件非常重要的事。
Those two natures dwelled together.
这两个本性是一起的。
I'm going to use a phrase that's very important.
我要用一个很重要的词啊。
These two natures dwelled together without confusion.
这两个本性 住在一起，却没有彼此混淆。
That means that they didn't combine together to form something new.
换言之，他们没有混合在一起来形成一个第三个新的一个本性。没有。
Something in between God and man.
不是一个半神半人、神人当中的一个半导体、半结合体。不。
That's not what happened.
这不是发生的事。
The two natures dwelt in one person.
好，这两个本性在同一个位格里头。
But they remained two natures.
但是还是两个不同的本性。
Truly human.
真正的人。
And truly divine.
又是真正的神。
Now why is this important?
为什么这个重要呢？
Well, do you remember Job?
你记得约伯吗？
And he said, "Oh, if there was only a mediator."
他说，哎呀，如果有一位中保在神人之间就好了。
What did that mediator have to do?
哦，这个中保要干什么呢？
He had to lay his hand on God.
一手他要抓住神。
And lay his hand on man.
另一手抓住人。
What would happen if God laid his hand on a man?
当神按手在人身上会发生什么事啊？
Would kill him.
把他杀了，对不对？会把他杀了。
But what would happen if a man laid his hand on God?
但如果人的手放在神身上，发生什么事？
It would kill that man.
那个人也会死掉，对不对？
For us to have a mediator.
所以我们要有一位中保，中间人。
Who can lay his hand on God and lay his hand on man.
所以一方面他可以一手抓住神，一手抓住人。
He must be God.
这样的人必须是神。
And he must be man.
这样一位也必须是人。
All in one person.
在同一个位格里头，既是神又是人。
Now again,
好，再次啊。
In some Greek religions and things like that, mythology.
在希腊的神话的宗教里头。
There was the idea of God kind of becoming a man.
神变成了一个人，有这种概念。
But he's not really God.
但是他既不是神。
He's not really man.
也不是人。
He's something in between.
但是神人混合半导体。
That's not what the Bible teaches about
Jesus. 这不是圣经的教导，人同马不
是。He had to be God and he had to be man.
他必须是神又是人。
Do you know the famous preacher Charles Spurgeon?
你知道那个有名的传道人斯布珍吗？
When they asked him about why Jesus had to be God and man,
当有人问他为什么耶稣必须又是神又是人的时候，
he said this.
他回答说，
A ladder that reaches to the top,
一个梯子能够爬到上面去的，
but doesn't reach to the bottom,
却不能够爬到下面去的话，
it's no good.
这样的梯子没用。
And a ladder that reaches to the bottom but doesn't reach to the top.
那反过来一个梯子只能够达到地上却不能达到天上的。
Is no good.
也没用。
We need a ladder that reaches to the bottom.
我们需要有一个能够到地的梯子。能够达到人类。
And a ladder that reaches to God.
同时又达到神面前。
And that is Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督了。
He's God.
他既是神。
And he's man.
又是人。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
And he...became flesh.
他成了肉身。
He took on humanity.
他穿上了人性。
And it wasn't just as some heretics have taught.
这不像一些异端邪说说的啊。
It wasn't just the illusion of humanity.
这不仅仅是一个人的一个幻影，一个幻觉，不。
It was real humanity.
他是穿上了真正的人性。
He was born of a virgin.
他是从一个童女所生的。
And took upon himself our flesh.
穿上了你我的人性。
Now here's something just so you know.
好，我还有一件事就提一下。
A lot of times, people will present Jesus as some Superman.
往往人会把耶稣描写成为一个什么超人。
You've seen the movies, right?
你看过那个超人的电影，对不对？
He's taller than everybody else.
他个子比常人都高。
He's whiter than everybody else.
比别人都宽肩膀。
No, whiter.
Oh, whiter.
He's whiter than everyone else.
比别人更白一点啊。
He has blue eyes.
他眼睛是蓝的。
He's handsome.
他长得很英俊潇洒。
That's not really what the Bible teaches.
但这不是耶稣，这不是圣经的教导。
Or he was stronger than everyone.
或者他比别人更强壮。
The Bible teaches the opposite.
圣经恰恰相反。
That he came in the likeness of sinful flesh.
他穿上了肉身的形状。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思啊? 肉身的行动。
Does it mean that the body he took on was sinful?
是不是耶稣所穿戴的肉身是有罪的吗?
No.
不。
But what it means is this.
圣经的意思乃是,
he took on a body.
他穿上了血肉之躯,
not like the perfect body that Adam had.
不像亚当那个时候起初的完美的身体。
But a body that bears all the afflictions of the fall.
乃是堕落之后的带着那个堕落的一切的软弱的身体。
He could be hungry.
他可以挨饿，肚子饿。
He could be tired.
他也可以可能疲倦。
He could be thirsty.
他也可能口渴。
He could suffer pain.
他可能会有痛苦。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
You realize the way that we're born today
is a
result of the fall.
是因着亚当堕落之后的光景。
Our bodies get sick.
我们的身体才会生病的。
They get weak.
就会软弱。
They get old.
会衰老。
Although Christ was sinless,
尽管基督是无罪的。
And his flesh was without corruption,
他的身体是毫无罪的玷污的。
He still took upon himself a body that bore our weakness.
但是他仍然穿戴了
That's very important to understand. Now, I want us to look at another verse in John chapter 1.
我们要看看约翰福音第一章的十八节，另外一些经文啊，十八节，约翰福音。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Well, now let's look at this for a moment.
好，我们看看这段经文啊。No
one has seen God.
从来没有人看见神，对不对？
But remember when God said, when Moses said, "Show me your glory."
记得摩西对神说。 将你的荣耀向我显明的时候,
and God said, you can only see the back of me.
神对他说，你只能够看到我的背影。
And yet still, it says he saw God.
但是摩西还是看见神了。Or
Isaiah chapter 6.
或者以赛亚书第六章，对不对？
You know, in the year that King Uzziah died,
当乌西亚驾崩的那一年,
I saw also the Lord.
以赛亚见到。
The first chapters of Ezekiel.
还有以西结书第一章,
Ezekiel sees these visions.
先知以西结看到这些异象。
So what does it mean that no one has seen God?
所以这什么意思啊? 从来没有人看见神, 什么意思?
No man has ever seen God in his fullness.
意思是, 从来没有人见到神的完全的荣耀。
Every vision of God has been a limited glimpse.
人所见到的这些神的意象都是一个有限的一瞟眼而已。More
a vision of God
是一个神的意象
than the real just fullness of God before them.
而不是真正的神的完全的荣耀的彰显。There
is only one who has seen God.
只有一位才见过父神。And
that is the Son.
那就是神的儿子。Now
look what it says. No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神。
The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
Okay, 只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Now, there's a word that we use in English, and it's used here, only begotten God.
In Chinese, it's different.
What does it say?
Begotten Son. Okay.
All right.
这里啊，这原文翻译是。 神在父怀里的独生子是独生神，在原文。
Now does it say only begotten?
Yeah, it says.
Okay. The word only begotten is what I want to fix on.
好，我要专心的是独生这两个词啊。The
word is monogenes.
在原文是这个词，在希腊文。
Monogenes.
Monogenes.
Mono means one.
Mono 就是独，就一的意思。
And genes means kind or species.
一类，种类的类。
So the real clearest interpretation of this word.
所以这个词的清楚的翻译应该是
would not be that he is begotten or birthed.
意思不是说他是生出来啊。
But that he is a one of a kind.
乃是只有他这一类的，只有这一类的。
He is the only. only son.
他是独到的，唯一的这一类的，独有的。
Now, in the Greek, there is a discussion.
哦，在希腊文有一个讨论呢。
The reason why we're talking about Greek because the New Testament was written in Greek.
我们之所以在谈论希腊文，因为新约圣经是希腊文写的。
There is a discussion in the translation. Is it referring to the only God, the one and only God, or the one and only Son?
所以有不同的见解啊，他们在讨论到底这讲的是独一的独生子呢，还是独生神呢？有不同的意见。
I believe that the most accurate, not translations, the most accurate manuscripts point to he's the one and only God.
我相信啊，根据最可靠的版本就是手抄本的话，它的原文的意思是在父怀里的独生神，将它表明出来，不仅是
But even if a translation says one and only God, one and only Son,
就算这个翻译本现在中文翻译本是独生子的话，
it's still proof of his deity.
也证明他是神。
No one has ever seen God in his fullness.
从来没有人看见神完美整个神。
Not even the angels.
甚至天使都不能够面
对。Do you remember Isaiah chapter 6?
你记得以赛亚书第六章。
They have 6 wings.
这个天使有六个翅膀。
With 2 they cover their faces.
两个翅膀遮脸。
Because they cannot bear to see the full glory of God.
因为他们受不了看见神的完美的荣耀。
Only God can bear to see God in his fullness.
只有神能够忍受看见神的完美的荣耀。
And the Son has seen him.
所以神的儿子曾经见过他。
Also it says that the Son is in the bosom of the Father.
而且是说在这个子是在父的怀中的独生子。
Here we see two independent persons.
这里我们看到两个独立的个体啊。
We see Father.
圣父。
Are two distinct persons.
或者两个不同的位格。
The Father.
圣父。
And the Son.
和圣子。
But we see perfect unity.
但是却完全合一的。
The Son is in the bosom of the Father.
父是在，在父怀中的独生子，子在父的怀中，合一的。
Now I want you to look at the other part of this phrase.
好，我们再看看这一节啊。
Of the Son, it says he has explained him.
好，将他表明出来，表明。
All right, no one's seen God.
好，从来没有人见过神。
But the Son has seen him.
但是神的儿子见过他。
And because the Son has seen him. And dwells in perfect fellowship with him.
因为子曾经见过神，而且在父的怀中与他是完全合一的。
The Son can explain him.
所以这个子可以表明他或是解释他。
Now,
好。
If Jesus, if the Son of God, if the Son is not God.
如果子不是神的话。
If Jesus is not God.
如果耶稣不是神。
Then this statement is blasphemous.
那么这一段经文就是亵渎了。
When we talk about God,
当我们谈论神的时候，
we're talking about the only one who is infinite.
我们在讲论这位独一的无限者。
No one can explain the infinite.
没有人能够解释这位无限者。
To say that you can explain God,
你说你可以表明这位神
is to say that you comprehend everything about Him.
意思就是你能够明白神的各个方面，完全明白，完全表明。
Only God can comprehend everything there is about God.
唯独神能够才能够完全的明白神，表明神。
And only God can accurately explain Himself.
唯有神才能够正确的表明自己。
It doesn't matter how good the preacher is.
不管你的传道人讲道讲多好。
It doesn't matter how long he's walked with God.
不管你与神同行多长时间。
His knowledge of God is limited.
传道人对神的认识还是有限的。
And his ability to explain God is limited.
他能够解释神这个能力也是有限的。
We would have to say the same thing about an angel.
天使也是这样。
An angel is finite.
天使是有限的。
He cannot comprehend the infinite.
天使不能了解这位无限的神。
Let's say I have a glass about this tall.
比如说我有那么大一个杯子啊。
Can I put all the oceans of the world in that glass?
我可不可能把这个所有海洋的水都倒到那个杯子里呢？
No.
不可能嘛。
In the same way, no one but God can comprehend everything there is to comprehend about God.
同样的，除了神以外，没有任何一位能够容得下 这位无限的神。
But here we have a statement made about the Son.
这里啊，我们有圣经有一句话讲到神的儿子。
That He has seen Him in His fullness.
他已经完全的见过神的完全的荣耀。
That He dwells in perfect fellowship with God.
他与父是同在的，与他完全的交通的。
They are one.
他们是合一的。
But the Son has come to explain God.
但是子来为要表明父。
Now this word explain is very important.
这个表明这个词啊很重要。
There is a word that we use with regard to studying the Bible.
有一个词我们用来讲到读圣经的。
The word is exegesis.
这个词就是解经解释。
There's exegesis, which means to draw out from the text.
解经的意思就是把圣经里面的意思给分解。
Which is what we should do when we preach.
我们讲到应该怎么做，分解出来。
Draw out the truth and give it to the people.
就是把真理能够提炼出来，然后给百姓。
There's another word called eisegesis.
还有一个词叫做 eisegesis,
which is not good.
那个词不好啊。
Because it means to read into the text.
那个意思就是强加于圣经，就是外加。
To read in your own opinion.
把你自己的意思强加进去。
Well, the word that's used here.
这里用的词。
Is the word from which we get exegesis.
就是我们用那个英文词 exegesis, 同一个词的字根。
When a preacher uses that word,
当一个传道人用这个词的时候
it means he's going to explain what is written.
意思就是他要把这里面记在经上的话解释出来。
That word is used about Jesus.
这个词就用到耶稣身上表明出来。
He explains to us who God is.
他把父神是谁表明出来解释出来。
He is the greatest revelation of God.
他是神的最大的启示，自我启示。
If you want to know who God is,
如果你要知道神是谁的话，
where should you go?
你应该去哪？
To some teacher?
你去找哪个老师吗？
No.
不。
To Jesus.
你要到耶稣面前。
Because he said, he who has seen me,
因为他说，
has seen the Father.
见过我，见到我的，就是见到父了。
You see, that's why the Jews would pick up stones and want to kill him.
所以犹太人捡起石头打死他。
Because when he said, I am the Father, I and the Father are one.
因为当耶稣说，我与父同为一的时候。
He's saying, I'm God.
他在说，我就是神。
And the Jews understood it.
犹太人听懂了。
And they wanted to stone him for blasphemy.
他们要因着他的亵渎把他打死。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Now, let's go to another verse.
我们再看一节经文啊。
John 20.
约翰福音二十章
and verse 28,
二十八节 Thomas.
In John 20:27, let's start there.
我们从二十七节开始看啊。
He said, then he said to Thomas, reach here with your finger and see my hands and reach here with your hand and put it into my side and do not be unbelieving but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God.
主耶稣对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。二十八节，多马说，我的主，我的神。
There is absolutely no way to look at this verse except one way.
没有其他任何的解经方式，除了绝对只有一个解释。
Thomas is calling Jesus his Lord.
多马在称耶稣为他的主。
And his God.
和他的神，我的主，我的神，对不对？
Now the cults try to say, no, that's not what he's saying.
异端邪说说，这不是汤姆，不是多马的意思。
He's just kind of falling before Jesus, but he's crying out to God.
是他在耶稣面前匍匐，但其实他是在天上的神，向天上的神呼求。
But in light of the context, that's absurd.
但是你看看上下文，这样子解释。
And let's look at an example from Acts.
我们再看看使徒行传一个例子。
Do you remember when Cornelius fell down at the feet of Peter?
你记得哥尼流在彼得脚前匍匐。
What did Peter say?
彼得怎么说？
Get up.
起来。
I'm just a man.
我不过是个人而已。 对不对？
If Jesus had not been God,
如果耶稣不是神的话，
If he had not been Lord,
如果他不是主的话，
he would have said to Thomas,
他会对多马说，
Thomas, no,
多马，你千万不要，
Don't do this,
你千万不要向我下拜。
I'm not equal with the Father.
我跟父不是平等的。
I'm not God.
我不是神啊。
I'm not Lord.
我也不是主啊。
But he accepted it.
但是主耶稣在这儿接纳。
He received it.
他接纳了这。
It's like when the Jews picked up the stones.
你就像犹太人捡起石头打他的手。
And they were going to stone Jesus because he said he was God. He was making himself equal with God.
因为耶稣说他是神，与神同等。
Now, if Jesus wasn't God,
如果耶稣不是神的话，
and they picked up stones to kill him,
当他们捡起石头要杀他的时候，
because they thought he said he was God,
因为他们以为耶稣说他自己是神，
what would have Jesus done?
那么耶稣会做什么呢？
He just said, stop.
他说，哎，等等等等。
No, you're misunderstanding me.
你误会我了。
That's not what I meant to say.
这不是我的意思。
But he didn't tell them to stop.
但耶稣没有叫他们停止。
He didn't say you misunderstood.
他没有说你们误会我了。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
My Lord and my God.
我的主，我的神。
Also, it's very interesting.
而且很有趣啊。
That you know that the name for God in the Old Testament is, it's pronounced Yahweh or Jehovah.
在旧约里头啊，神这个词希伯来文是或者耶和华或者亚伟。
Now the Old Testament was written into Hebrew.
旧约圣经是用希伯来文写的。
But there came a time when not many Jews were speaking Hebrew.
但是后来很多的犹太人不再讲希伯来话了。
And so the Jews decided to make a Greek translation.
所以犹太人就决定呢，要把希伯来文翻译成希腊文。
It's called the Septuagint.
那称之为七十译本。
When they had to translate the word Yahweh or Jehovah,
当他们必须要翻译这个词耶和华或者亚威这个词的时候，
they chose a Greek word.
他们选择了一个希腊文的字。
It's the word kurios.
这个字就是 kurios.
It's the Greek word for Lord.
这个字的意思就是主，希腊文主这个词。
Jesus is called Kurios all throughout the New Testament.
整本新约圣经啊，都称耶稣为主，就是耶和华。
And that is proof again of his deity.
这再一次证明了他的神性。
Now let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Verse 5 and 6.
五到六节，腓立比书第二章五到六节。
It says, "Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped."
你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
If Jesus was not God,
如果耶稣不是神的话，
then Paul is blaspheming.
那么保罗在这儿就是在亵渎了。
And if Paul said, "No, that's not what I meant,"
那如果保罗说，哎，我不是那个意思啊，
then he would have used different language that wasn't so easy to misunderstand.
他就会用不同的语言，不会被人误会了吗？
He wouldn't have used language this dangerous.
他不会用那么危险的叫人误会的语言了吗？
But he used language like this.
但是他用这样明显的语言，
because Jesus really is God.
因为耶稣的确就是神呢。
He says, look what he says about Jesus.
你看他怎么论到耶稣的？
He existed in the form of God.
说他本有神的形象。
That when someone saw him in heaven,
当有人看到，在天上看到他，
before he came to earth,
在他降世为人之前，
when they saw him,
当他看到他的时候，
they saw God.
他们就看到神了。
Now, that's impossible.
这不可能吗？
Unless he is God.
除非他的确就是神。
No one can bear the form of God except God himself.
除了神以外，没有人能够忍受，受得了神的形象。
In the same way that you can't put all the oceans in a little cup of water.
正如你不能把整个海洋的水都放在一个小杯子里一样。
And then he goes on and says something even more.
好，他继续说道。
Equality with God.
他与神同等。
What does God say throughout all the Old Testament?
整本旧约圣经神怎么说的？
There's no one like me.
没有人像我一样，对不对？没有人与我等同，等同。
Well, Paul just said there is someone equal with God.
但保罗在这里说，以自己与神同等，有一位。
And who is it?
他是谁呢？
The Son.
神的儿子。
Jesus Christ the Son.
耶稣基督，神的儿子。
Now, in Titus chapter 2, verse 13,
在提多书第二章十三节,
Jesus is referred to as our great God and Savior.
这里讲到耶稣是我们的神救主神。
Now, I want you to think about something.
我要你考虑一下啊。
I want you to think about something very important.
非常重要一件事。
When you hear from this text in Titus that Jesus is our great God,
当你在提多书看到基督是我们的神的时候，这样的词。
You think, wow, he's God.
哇，他是神呢。
He's the fullness of deity.
他是完全的神性啊。
But what you also need to understand is this.
但你也需要明白。
Every time you hear the word Savior,
你每次听到救主这个词的时候，
it's also proof of his deity.
这个救主也证明了他的神性。
If he is not God,
如果他不是神的话，
he cannot be our Savior.
他就不能成为我们的救主。
If he is our Savior,
如果他是我们的救主，
then he is God.
那么他就是神。
Look in Isaiah 43.
看看以赛亚书四十三章。
Verse 10 and 11.
十到十一节。
You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me.
四十三章第十节，耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。”既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有，唯有我耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
Now, there are some cults that say this.
有一些异端怎么说？
That Jesus is God.
耶稣是神，是。
But he's a little God.
但是他是一个次等的神。
And he was created.
他是受造的一个神。
But look what the Bible says.
看看圣经怎么说的。
He says, there was no God formed before me and none after me.
在我以前没有真神，那个小字说，原文做造作的，没有受造的，在我以后也必没有。
But now look in verse 11.
再看十一节。
I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior beside me.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
Now, do you see that?
看到没有？
What is Jesus called throughout the New Testament?
整本新约圣经都称耶稣为什么？
Savior.
救主。
Savior.
救主。
Savior.
救主。
But here in verse 11,
但这里十一节说，
God is speaking.
神在说话。
I, even I, am the Lord.
唯有我是耶和华。
The word there is Yahweh or Jehovah.
这个词就是耶和华，是亚威，是神。
He says, I am Yahweh.
我就是耶和华。
And there is no Savior beside me.
除我以外没有救主。
So if Jesus is not Yahweh,
所以如果耶稣不是耶和华的话，
He cannot be Savior.
他就不能做救主了。
And he cannot be seated at the right hand of God as Savior.
他也不能够坐在父神的右边做我们的救主了。
Because God says there's no Savior beside me.
因为神说了，除我以外没有救主了。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
It's very important.
很重要。
Now let's go to Colossians 1:15.
我们再看哥罗西书一章十五节。哥罗西书一章十五节。
Speaking about Jesus,
这里在讲论耶稣啊。
He says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
说爱子是那不能见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
Now I want you to see something.
我要你看到一点啊。
Remember what we studied in the last lesson.
记得我们上一堂课学到什么吗？
Why is it wrong to make any kind of image of God?
为什么造作任何的形象，神的形象都是错误的？
Because any image that we make of God,
因为我们所造的神的任何的形象
will be less than what he is.
都会比真神要次一点，小一点。
It'll be a deformity of who he is.
这是一个神的扭曲的形象。
But here we see that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
这我们看到，爱子就是是那不能看见之神的形象。
How can he be the perfect image of the infinite God?
他怎么能够成为那无限的上帝的完美的形象呢？
Unless he is God.
除非他的确是神。
Now in verse 15, there is a phrase here that the cults use very, very much.
这里啊，十五节有一句话是很多异端邪说喜欢引用的。
It says, he is the firstborn of all creation.
哎，他首生的一切被造以先。
And so they say, look here.
看到没有？看到没有？他们说。
He didn't always exist.
他不是总是存在的，不是永恒的。
He was born.
他生出来，他是生出来的。
And he's a part of creation.
他也是受造之物啊。
He's a created being.
他是一个受造者啊。
That's not what it's teaching.
不，这不是这段经文的教导。
That's just twisting the text.
这是在扭曲经文。
The term firstborn.
这个词啊，是首生的。
It refers to kingship.
首生的指的是 ，I mean
kingship, king
relationship.
No, like a king.
讲的是王的位分。
It refers to lordship.
讲的也是主的地位。
Now, let me give you an example. Go to Psalms 89:27.
我们看看诗篇。
Psalms 89:27.
诗篇八十九篇。
Now in this text, God is talking about David.
在这节经文里头神在讲论大卫。
King David.
在讲论大卫王。
And look what it says.
看看怎么说二七节。
I shall make him my firstborn.
我要立他为长子。
And then what it says?
继续。
The highest of the kings of the earth.
为世上最高的君王。
When someone was the firstborn,
当一个人是长子，是首生的，什么意思啊？长子。
They had authority over all their brothers.
他在他弟兄当中，他有权柄。
In the nation of Israel,
在以色列国。
And with regard to the kings,
当要做王的时候，
they were considered firstborn.
他们会让这个长子做王。
They were considered rulers.
他们是做掌管统治者。
Now also in verse 27,
而且二十七节啊，
it's written in Hebrew.
在希伯来文写的。
All right, in Hebrew language, they practice something called a Hebrew parallelism.
在希伯来文啊，他们有一个平行句的这样的文法结构。
They say something,
他们会说一句话，
and then they say the exact same thing,
然后又说一遍。
A little bit differently,
是意思完全一样，但是写法有点不同。
In order to give emphasis,
为要强调重点
，and to add meaning,
而且又加一点意思。
For example,
譬如
，the wicked shall not dwell in the land,
恶人不能住在地上。
The wicked shall be destroyed,
恶人必被毁灭。
He's saying the same thing.
这两句话是一个意思，对不对
？Twice.
说了两次。
To add emphasis.
为了要强调语气。
And to explain what does it mean that the wicked will not dwell in the land.
然后再解释一下，恶者不能住在地上到底什么意思
？It means they will be destroyed.
意思就是他们会被毁灭掉。
I want you to go to Genesis. Hold your place in Psalms and go to Genesis for just a moment.
好，手指继续放在八九篇啊，十篇，然后看看啊，创世纪。
Go to chapter 4 of Genesis.
创世纪第四章。
And look at verse 23.
看二三节。
Lamech said to his wife, Ada and Zillah, listen to my voice, you wives of Lamech, give heed to my speech.
拉麦对他两个妻子说， 亚大喜拉，听我的声音，拉麦的妻子细数我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
Now look what he says.
你看他说什么
？Listen to my voice.
好，听我的声音。
And then he says, "Give heed to my speech."
他又说了，细听我的话语。
You see that?
看到没有
？He's saying the same thing twice.
他同一个意思，他说两遍。
Not only should you listen,
你不仅要听我的声音
，but you should obey.
你也要细听，
you should take it to heart.
你要记在心上。
Then look what he says.
再看他说什么
？For I have killed a man for wounding me, and a boy for striking me.
壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
He's not saying that he killed a man and a boy.
他不是说我又杀了一个壮年人，又杀了一个少年人，不。
He's saying he killed a man who was a boy.
他在说他在杀一个少年的壮年人。
He killed a young man.
他杀了一个年轻人。
A young man is known for what? His strength.
年轻人是什么样的特征？他有能力。
And Lamech is boasting. I killed a man.
所以拉麦他在夸口的，我杀了个人。
And he wasn't an old man.
他不是个老头子。
He was a young man.
他是个少年人。
In the fullness of his strength.
他是在年轻的少壮的经历当中。
You see how it works?
你看到没有？他在说。
Now let's go back to Psalms 87 or 89.
再回到诗篇八十九篇。
I shall make him my firstborn.
二七节，我也要立他为长子。
Now he's going to explain what that means.
好，现在他要解释为长子什么意思呢
？The highest of the kings of the earth.
为世上的最高的君王。
So when we go back to Colossians chapter 1 verse 15,
所以当我们回到哥罗西书第一章
，we see exactly what he's saying.
十五节，我们就看到他到底是什么意思了。
He's not saying Jesus was created.
他不是在说基督是受造者。
He's not saying there was a time when Jesus didn't, or the Son of God did not exist.
他也没有说曾经有一段时间神的儿子没有存在。不
，He's saying I made him the leader, the head. The King of all creation.
他乃是在说，我使他成为那王、君王、首生的一切的受造之物的主宰。
Now, why is this important?
好，为什么这么重要呢
？Adam,
因为亚当。
Adam was the crown of creation.
亚当是受造之物的最重要的那一位。
He represented all of us.
他代表所有的人类。
And he sinned.
结果亚当犯罪了。
He was our head.
他本来是我们的元首。
Our leader.
我们的王。
He was our representative.
他是我们的法人代表。
And he sinned.
结果他犯罪了。
And what happened?
结果呢
？The whole world was condemned.
整个世界因他都被定罪。
Now, in order to correct what Adam did,
为了要恢复亚当所做的这一切
，there had to be another man.
所以必须要另一个人。
Who would be our head?
这个人可以成我们的代表，我们的元首，成为我们的元帅。
Who would not sin?
这一位不犯罪的。
Not only would he not sin,
不仅他不犯罪
，but he would take our sin upon himself and die in our place.
而且他会担当我们的罪，为我们而死。
So that now Adam is no longer our head.
所以现在亚当不再做我们的元首了。
He's no longer the representative of creation.
他不再是受造之物的代表人了。
It is now Jesus.
现在成了基督了。
Seated at the right hand of God.
基督坐在父神的右边。
As King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
And Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
You see, if you deny the deity of Jesus.
你看到没有？如果你否认基督的神性的话
，You lose everything.
你就啥都没了。
You lose everything.
你会失去一切的。
Now, I want us to look at one other text before we go on.
好，我们再看一节经文，然后再继续。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
I want you to turn to Isaiah 6.
好，翻到以赛亚第六章。
But then I want you also to go to John 12.
然后再看约翰福音十二章啊，再翻到十二章，这两段经文。
Now you're all familiar with Isaiah 6, I'm sure.
我相信你们都很熟悉以赛亚书第六章。
Let's read it starting in verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord seated on a throne, lofty and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Go ahead, brother. Okay. Sorry.
当乌西亚王驾崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Is there any doubt in your mind who this is?
你能够有任何怀疑吗？这位讲的是谁呀？
This is the Lord.
讲的是主，对不对？
This is God.
是神，对不对？
Now look at verse 2.
再看第二节。
Seraphim stood above him, each one having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
There's no doubt who this is.
这里所讲的是谁？毫无疑问，对不对
？In the year that King Uzziah died,
当乌西亚王驾崩的那年
，Isaiah saw the Lord.
以赛亚见到了主
，seated upon a throne.
坐在宝座上。
Now go to John 12.
好，再翻到约翰福音十二章啊
，verse
41. 四十一节。
These things Isaiah said.Because he saw his glory, and he spoke of him.
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。
Who is this referring to?
哎，这个他指的是谁啊
？Jesus.
耶稣，对不对
？Do you see what's going on here?
你看到没有
？Who did Isaiah see?
以赛亚看见谁了
？He saw God.
他看见神了，对不对？
But according to John,
但是根据约翰福音十二章
，He saw the second person of the Trinity.
他看到三位一体的第二位，第二位。
He saw God the Son.
他看见神的儿子了。
You see, God the Father.
你看没有，父神。
How did He create the world?
父神怎么创造天地
？What does Colossians tell us?
哥罗西书怎么说
？He created the world through His Son.
他借着他的儿子创造了世界，诸世界。
How will God judge the world one day?
有一天，神要怎么审判全地
？Through His Son，
也是借着他儿子审判全地。
How did God redeem the world?
神要怎么样救赎世界呢
？Through His Son，
也是借着他儿子。
And how has God the Father always made Himself known?
父是怎么样子，表明自己呢
？Through the Son，
借着他的儿子。
That one who died on Calvary，
那死在加略山上的那一位。
Was the one that Isaiah saw in chapter 6.
就是在以赛亚书第六章以赛亚所看见的那一位。
God became a man.
神降世为人。
You see, the Father loves the Son.
你看没有，父爱子。
And everything He's ever done, He's done for the Son.
他所做的一切都是为他的儿子所做的。
And everything the Son has ever done, He has done for the Father.
子所做的一切也是为父所做的。
Perfect fellowship，
完美的交通合一。
The Son has always been the revelation of the Father。
子总是父的完全的启示和表明。
The one who died for you，
那一位为你而死的
，was the one seated upon the throne，
就是那一位坐在宝座上的那一位。
With such glory that the angels could not even behold him.
他的荣耀是如此之辉煌，天使都不能正面看他。
And yet he took on a body like ours.
但是他却穿戴了一个跟我你我一样的肉身。
Subject to weakness.
是一个受捆绑约束的身体。
Subject to pain and death.
而且要受苦，要会死的死亡的身体。
So that he could suffer the wrath of God in our place.
好叫他能够代替我们承受父神的愤怒。
In our body.
在我们的身体里头忍受这一切。
He became our flesh.
他成了我们的血肉之体。
To be our representative.
成为我们的代表。
Now here's what a lot of people will say.
这是很多人会说的。
Well, It says in Philippians that because Christ died, God exalted him.
在腓立比说，因为基督死了，死在十字架上，所以神就把他升高了。
And gave him a name above every name.
赐他一个超乎万名之上的名啊。
But how is it that God exalted him if we look and see that he was exalted before in Isaiah?
那神怎么能够把他升高？你看在以赛亚书，他就已经升高，坐在宝座上，父神怎么还把他升高呢？
What's the difference?
这有什么不同呢?
This is the difference.
哦，不同在于此。
The one seated upon the throne.
那坐在宝座上的。
Is fully God.
是完全的神。
But he is now fully man.
但如今他也是完全的人了。
The one seated upon the throne.
那一位坐在宝座上的。
Is flesh of your flesh.
是跟我同样的血肉之体。
He's your brother.
他是你的弟兄。
Now that is a great comfort.
哇，那是何等大的安慰。
Remember how Adam was to rule over everything?
记得亚当要治理万有，对不对？
Over the earth.
他要治理全地。
Well, the last Adam has come.
但是末后的亚当已经来了。
Because the first Adam failed.
因为首先的亚当失败了。
That last Adam, he...was victorious.
但是末后的亚当却得胜了。
And he is now seated at the right hand of God.
如今他坐在父神的右边。
And because he is God,
因为他是神，
he's able to save.
所以他能够拯救我们。
And because he is man,
因为他又是人，
he is able to save.
所以他能拯救我们。
So that's the one who reigns over the universe at this moment.
这就是这位掌管万有此时此刻作王作主的这一位。
He's the fullness of God.
他是神的完全的神。
And he's flesh of our flesh.
他也是我们的血肉，有我们的血肉。
His resurrection
他的复活
is the guarantee of our future resurrection.
证明了我们有一天也必要复活。
His exaltation
他的得荣耀
is the guarantee of our future glorification.
也证明了有一天我们也要升高得荣耀。
That you will be judged one day.
你我有一天会受审判的。
But when the unbeliever is judged,
但是当不信的人受审判的时候，
he will look at the throne.
他们会看到宝座。
And see a judge that will condemn him.
看到一位要审判他的法官。
But when you look at the judgment throne,
但是当你我看到那审判台的时候，
you'll see a brother who has died for you.
你会看到一个为你而死的弟兄。
That's a very comforting thought.
这是一个何等叫人得安慰的思想啊。
Let's pray.
祷告。